I wake no less irritated than when I went to sleep. Frustration and arousal are rolling at a low-level simmer in my brain and my body. I should have sought a release, but I couldn't make up my mind if I needed to hurt or be hurt. Normally, I know exactly what I want. Watching the kill turned me on. It always does. There was pain involved, and although I was 15 feet away, I could feel it, smell it, almost taste it, as the wire of the garrote carved through the dirty skin of the neck. It was the laziness of the killer that confused my arousal, though. He was sloppy. His victim was random. There was no finesse anywhere, no evolution in technique, no learning or adapting. The pain on the victim's face had caused a jerk in my limbic system, my cock going half hard, my blood sluggishly stirring, but the lackluster carry-through from the killer snuffed my rising hormones. I know I'll be a lot harder when I kill him. The pleasure will last a lot longer. The best I can say about last night's kill was that it was quick, which was a blessing for the victim. It was the second time I'd seen this killer perform, and the previous operation had been no more inspiring than this one. I roll out of bed. I have time for a shower before watching the Congressional Committee do their annual rehashing of old issues before failing to find a way out of their ethical conundrum. It was essential viewing. It gives me insight into which way the wind is blowing on Capitol Hill with regard to my employment, and more than that, my existence. Chances are the wind will still be gusting in my direction. The public remains fascinated and frequently aroused by people like me, but reluctant to face the unpalatable truth that the human genome throws us up for a reason, and that reason is survival. Apart from that, it's always amusing to watch the director deliver this year's version of his "You Can't Handle the Truth" monologue.